here we are again with another episode of Stories and Stuff. This is Joy Bubbles, your storyteller here in Minneapolis. Yeah, this Thursday, May 25th, is going to be my birthday. So I just like to think about things that I really like. You know, one sound I love is the sound of flip-flops. Those when the people walk and they go, or when they walk fast. A lady that was over here to see me from Australia in October, she had 9 different pairs of flip-flops, and as I lay on the floor so I could be right near her feet to listen, she danced around me with all those different ones, a cork pair and a pair of hard rubber from Trinidad made from old tires, and soft rubber and some soft leather, and I forget where she got those, Morocco, I think. And then there was, from Spain, she had something like cork ones that made of bark. And there was some straw ones that made an extra different noise. But all of them sounded a little bit differently. Well, there was one magic day when I was 4. Actually, Mother was in the house at that time. And she was looking for the hammer and couldn't find it. She was nearly hysterical. She was wanting to bust the floor or the wall or something to get to where she heard me crying. And she thought it was behind the wall. Somehow I had fallen behind the wall, but then no, she thought it was in the floor, and then she thought it was in the ceiling. It was just sort of echoing around. And she was nearly hysterical and wanted the hammer to bust through and get to me, because when you hear your little boy cry, that's a pretty serious thing. And she knew by the way I was crying that I meant business. How it all started was, while she was still sleeping, I went outside and was walking around and around the house. Actually, it was a big apartment building all connected with maybe 8 units in it. So it was a pretty big structure. But she said, "You'll be safe as long as you keep around the house and don't go out in the street or anything like that." So I just go out and walk around and around the building until I got back to our house. And, you know, I'd leave something on the steps so I knew where our steps were. Like I had a tire that I would play with, and maybe I'd leave the tire on the steps or my tricycle or something like that and get back to it. Well, as I was following around the building, I found this little magic door. It was low, not very tall, so like made for kids and fairies and elves and who knows what other magic kind of friendly beings. And it had the same kind of little sliding bolt latch, as the kindergarten teacher called it, the very same kind that it was on the boys' room door, the bathroom. So I knew just how to slide it open. And I thought, well, maybe I'd have to say a secret word or something. The door was a little hard to pull. So I said, "Abracadabra," because I knew that one. And I pulled the door a little harder, and it opened. The magic door. So I went in under the building into a magic land. There was all these little thread things, you know. Mother later told me they were spider webs, and it was a real rigidy kind of metal things. I found out there were electric wires inside of those, and there was big pipes, and some of them were kind of warm, and some of them weren't, and I could hear water running through some of them while I was under there. It was just a magic world. I wondered where the fairies were, and maybe I'd soon meet them. I kept crawling farther under there and farther, and I found some bugs. They were nice bugs because they were wiggling real fast as I found them, put my hands on them, and all that kind of stuff. And it was room enough almost for me to pretty much stand up in there. And it was just an amazing land. And then I kind of remembered that maybe I hadn't eaten breakfast or something, and I decided I was hungry and wanted to come out. And because I hadn't found the fairies, I guess they keep kind of quiet. So do the elves. And so I was walking and walking and walking, and it just seemed forever under there. I just couldn't find my way back. And I started crying and crying. And, "Mommy!" You know, and I was just crying up a storm way under there. And I thought of asking for the fairies to come, but I just kind of, knew if I cried for my mommy, she'd find me. And I kept walking and walking and walking, and it was just farther and farther and farther. Maybe it was 1,000 miles big under there. I didn't know. But Mother, it woke her up. She's pretty sensitive to my crying, you know. And so she heard me in the wall, thought maybe I climbed up over the hot water heater and somehow found a way of falling down in the wall. But then, was it in the ceiling? Was it in the floor? Well, she was going to bust a hole. She was so upset that she was going to just bust around until she found me. But she couldn't find the hammer. It was thought she was in the cabinet, in the kitchen cabinet, and she was looking somewhere else, and she ran over to a neighbor and banged on his door, screaming she needed a hammer to bust the floor and bust the wall, and he was rather surprised that her coming over in her nightgown asking for the hammer to bust the wall, and he asked her what was wrong, and she told him about me crying in there, and that I was maybe behind the wall or something, and he went in the apartment and listened, and he said, oh, I think I got it. Because he did some maintenance, I think, in the building, too. I think I know what's happened. He took Mother out around the house, and there was the little door open. Yep, now I know for sure. He went and ran and got his flashlight. Mother followed him under there, getting all those spider webs all over and everything. And I had gone under there since it was magic. I brought my magic growler, you know, one of those round little box-shaped things that you could turn upside down. And it makes a noise like that. I had that under there for company. When I finally, they traipsed around, Mother and this neighbor, under the house, and they finally found me with the flashlight. They followed the sound of my crying and finally led me out through the spider webs, and Mother got me in and was hugging me a lot and finally gave me a good bath and got all the little bugs and stuff out of my hair, the shells of bugs that spiders have eaten and all the spider webs and everything and all the dirt. And then I said, Mommy, we got to go back under there now. I left my growler under there. Come on. But Mother didn't want to go. She said, I promise the very first thing tomorrow morning when the toy stores are open again, we'll get up and go get you a growler. And sure enough, she woke me up and said, where are we going to get you your growler? I'd almost forgot by then. That's the way four-year-olds somehow are. But once she reminded me, I want my growler. Let's hurry. So she said, well, you got to get your pajamas off and everything before we go. So it took forever. I think it probably took 10 minutes or something for us to get out of there. That was forever then, once I... And there was two growlers. There was one big low one. And then there was one real high one. Like noise when you turn it upside down. I don't have one like that now, but it was real high. And I couldn't decide whether I wanted the low one or the medium. Was a high one, but I took the, finally I said, I want these two, so Mother bought me two growlers, both the real low one and the real high one. So it was a two growler day, and when we got home though, oh my gosh, look what's on the steps, a little note, and guess what this is, and she handed my original growler, and the note said, Dear Esther, my mother's name, I think I found something under the house that belongs to your little boy. Something like that, and he mentioned that he had nailed the door shut with a little nail to turn, so, but she didn't read me that part right then. But anyway, what was a two-growler day turned into a three-growler day. You ever played with these little round things and have little holes in one end and you shake them and I guess air goes through or something? I had to open one up and see how it works. I think I've got one around here that doesn't work anymore. I guess I'll go bust it. And next week there'll be a new story, and if you want to, you can wish me happy birthday. I'm always glad when I live long enough to have another one of those things. And the fifth month and the 5 times 5 day, and 5 is my favorite number. I decided just to be 5 years old forever, see, and never be a grown-up anymore. So So what a perfect month and day to have as my forever fifth birthday. Take care and stay strong, take care of each other, and find some time to play. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the top.